Hi, this is a very special guest, Todd, Robert Anderson. This is the Toncast. I was at the grocery store the other day, and it's in the checkout aisle, and a magazine of Cosmopolitan spoke to me and asked if I would guest on their special Toncast podcast, taking some Cosmo quizzes. They've asked me to do a series of three interviews. This is the first one. As magazines can't talk, I obviously have to do the talking for the magazine. The first quiz in this part one of this three-part Toncast hosted by Cosmopolitan Magazine. The quiz is 50 guy phrases translated. So, first one is, when he says, seems like a lot of your friends are starting to get married and have kids, what does he really mean? The questions are, the answers rather are, you're going to start freaking out soon. I want out. Or, how did I manage to land you? Wow. There isn't, the answer I would have given is, probably, hey, your kids are getting married, your friends are getting married and starting to have kids, and a lot of people cheat right after a pregnancy, so maybe we can work a threesome with one of your married friends? But that's not there, so I'll go with, I don't know, how did I manage to land you? That seems really positive. And no, the correct answer, I guess, is you're going to start freaking out soon. So I got that wrong. That's one wrong. When he says it's fine, what does he really mean? And it's either it's not actually fine, but I'm in no mood to discuss it. Can we have sex later? I never want to talk about this again. It's fine generally means it's no big deal. That's what I say, but my guess for them is I never want to talk about this again. I'll submit that, see how I do. The correct answer, it's not actually fine, but I'm in no mood to discuss it. Yeah. Well, I say when I get asked something and my answer is it's not actually fine, I'm in no mood to discuss it, I generally I answer a question with a question and say, is everything okay? And my answer is, does everything seem okay? And then a fight ensues. So that's generally what I would do. All right. When he says, my friend is so whipped, what does he really mean? One, I'm a little hurt that my buddy is choosing a chick over me. I'm not. Two is, I'm not going to change, so this better be okay. And three is, can we have sex later? I think it actually generally means, I don't like my friend's wife. But that's not there. So, and can we have sex later is wrong. It's, I'm a little hurt that my buddy is choosing a chick over me. Oh, nobody, that's nonsense. When he says, that's not what I meant, what does he really mean? And the first answer is, that's totally what I meant. But now that I see you're mad, I wish I hadn't said it out loud. And two is, I don't understand you at all. And three is, I never want to talk about this again. That's not what I meant. When I say that, it's usually because I answered a trivia question wrong in a game of Trivial Pursuit. And when they say I got it wrong, I say, that's not what I meant. What I meant to say is the right answer. But in this, I don't know. I guess I'll go with, I don't understand you at all. And I'm submitting that. And no, it was wrong. It's, that's totally what I meant. But now I see you're mad. I wish I hadn't said it out loud. That's not true. That's not true in a game of Trivial Pursuit. I don't know when else you'd, when he says, here's the next one. When he says, why are you being so emotional? What does he really mean? It's either, it's a big deal. It's a big deal, but I'm hoping I can fool you into thinking it's not. Or, why are you acting like a psycho? Or, I don't have the balls to break up with you, so I'm going to force you to dump me. Now, usually when I say that, I'm talking to somebody who I don't know is bipolar, and it's freaking me out how suddenly angry or sad they are. I guess I'm going to go with, why are you acting like a psycho? I got that one right. Yeah, that's one for however many I've said so far. I can't keep track. Next question is, when he says, yeah, I guess you're right, what does he really mean? How did I manage to land you is one. I never want to talk about this again. I disagree, but more than anything, I want to end this. Actually, no. When I say, yeah, I guess you're right, it's generally I'm acquiescing in some kind of debate about politics or pop culture, and I was arguing one side, but then the argument's so good, I actually have the ability to go, maybe I was wrong about that. Unlike a lot of people who debate these days, I can admit to someone's point of view actually being better than mine when I think about it. But for this quiz, I guess I'll say, I disagree, but more than anything, I want to end this. I'm submitting that. Oh, I'm starting to get the hang of it. I got this right. The next one is, when he says, I don't want the night to end, want to hang out some more. What does he really mean? It's either I'm still deciding whether you're girlfriend material. Let's cut to the chase. Am I getting lucky tonight? Or I really just want to do you. I don't want the night to end, want to hang out some more. I usually say, when I say it, I mean, this is great. Let's keep doing what we're doing. It's really good. And I don't have to go to bed yet. That's usually what I mean. But how about I really just want to do you? I'm going to go with that. I'm submitting. No, it's let's cut to the chase. Am I getting lucky tonight? You know, that's semantics. I really just want to do you, and let's cut to the chase. Am I getting lucky? It's the same thing. That question's crap. All right, when he says, I've never been with someone like you, what does he really mean? One, how did I manage to land you? I think I may love you too. Or can we have sex later? I've never been with someone like you. I've said that with pretty much everyone I've been with because everyone's different, you guys. But I'm going to go with, can we have sex later? I'm going to go with, can we have sex later? Does that mean, no, it's how did I manage to land you? So I guess that's a really, now the next one is when he says, I don't play games. What does he mean? I may or may not call you at some point between now and 3 months from now, or I never want to date you, or I'm a master at game playing, but I don't want you to play them. When I say I don't play games, I'm referring to the fact that, you know, I'm not really into sports. I'm a master at game playing, but I don't want you to play them. I may call you at some point between now and 3 months from now. I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with A. That seems like, no, it's I'm a master at game playing, but I don't want you to. These are hard. I don't know. It must be extra hard if you're a girl, because I'm a guy. I know what I'm thinking. When he says, I'm still getting over a breakup, what does he mean? I never want to date you. I'm not into you. I plan to get over my breakup by dating lots of chicks. I think it's, I'm still getting over a breakup is not something I've ever said. I'm, anytime that I've broken up with somebody, I'm pretty much over it right away. Because when you break up with someone, it's usually because they're a jerk. So, you know, what's the point of it? Still going. Breakups are good, you guys. I never want to date you. That's the answer I'm going to go with because that's... I plan to get over my breakup by dating lots of chicks. Cosmopolitan, I think that some of these are not based in actual science, you guys. This seems like nonsense. When he says, I was good on boys' night. What does he really mean? One, if I tell you, you'll think I'm an animal. Two, good is a relative term, but I didn't cheat on you. It's a story. Or three, it's a story that makes me look bad. When I say I was good on boys' night, it's usually because when I go out with my friends, we usually do something creative, like acting or improv stuff. You know, or we play, you know, quiz games, you know, or bocce ball. And, you know, if I win at bocce, I say I was good on boys' night. Or if I did a good improv, I'll say I was good on boys' night. But that's not a choice, of course. So good is a relative term, but I didn't cheat on you. That's what I'm going to go with. Boom, got it right. Oh, you guys, I'm doing so well on this quiz. I hope you're enjoying listening to this. Don't know why you'd still be with it at almost 10 minutes in, but if you are, God bless you, man. When he says, here's an idea, why don't I just meet you at the restaurant? What does he really mean? And it's either, I'm not into you, I really just want to do you, I'm not going to put out all the stops just yet, so I'm not picking you up at your place. Here's an idea, why don't I just meet you at the restaurant? I usually actually say that when there's an actual logistical difficulty of us traveling together, you know, because I'm married. So if I can come, I'd rather ride with the wife, but in certain circumstances, because of timing, you know, we can't get together. So I say, hey, why don't we just meet at the restaurant? Cause it's going to be too difficult to do it otherwise, but that's not an option here. So here I'm going to go with, I'm not into you. I'm not into you. Is that what it is? No, the correct answer is, and I'm not going to put out all the stops yet. So I'm not picking you up at your place. All right. This is hard because I haven't been single in 16 years. I've been with the same woman. So I don't remember. Forget it. I'm just going to move to the next question. Oh, when he says, seems like a good friend of yours, he seems like a good friend of yours. What does he really mean? And it's either, was there ever a thing between you? Can we have sex later? Or I don't want guys hitting on you. Seems like a good friend of yours. When I say that to my wife in a bar, it's usually because she's seen someone she hasn't seen in a lot of years. And I mean, wow, it seems like you guys, you know, it's like you guys were never apart. And then I secretly wonder if they may have had sex at some point. And then I excuse myself to go to the bathroom. I sob for about 10 minutes and then I come back like nothing bothers me. But here I'll go with, I don't want guys hitting on you. Let's see how I did there. No, it's, was there ever a thing between you? Okay, whatever, I hate Cosmopolitan. I'm sorry, Cosmopolitan, but this interview's, ugh, I don't like it. When he says, my family has been asking about you, what does he really mean? We are definitely a couple. I'm still deciding whether you're a girlfriend, whether you're girlfriend material, or my mom isn't a fan of yours. My family has been asking about you. I mean, my family asks about my wife all the time. And I just tell her that so she feels good, because it's nice to know that people all over the world care about you. But in this, I'm going to say we are definitely a couple, because, yeah, if you're talking about your family, then, you know, you're getting serious, I guess. If you bring the family into it, it's a whole new dynamic. You know, because before you bring the family into it, you're just like having sex, but then once you know the family, then it's like you're having sex with somebody who's a part of a family. It's totally different, you guys. Totally different. Okay, the next one, when he says, shall we split the check, what does he really mean? And it's either, I really just want to do you, or I have a girlfriend but you're hot, or I'm not into you. I mean, shall we split the check is something I say when I'm out with a bunch of friends, and do you want to just split the check evenly so we don't, you know, have to hassle over meal prices and all that. And, you know, secretly when I go out with friends, I order really expensive dishes that are twice as much as everything else, and then when we split it in half, I'm actually kind of making money, you know what I mean? Don't tell my friends, though. That's a sleazy thing to do. So it's either here, it's I really just want to do you, I have a girlfriend but you're hot, or I'm not into you. I'm gonna go, I'm not into you. And I submit that. How'd I do? Yeah, that one's right. All right, I'm doing really well. Third of the way there, you guys. When he says, my ex is crazy, what does he really mean? It's a story that makes me look bad, or I'm in so much trouble, or I screwed her over and she got upset. Well, when I say my ex is crazy, and, you know, I had a lot of ex-girlfriends, some of them were actually crazy. Most of them weren't, but a couple, you know. When you discover later in a relationship that your girlfriend is married and you didn't know, then you go, oh, wow, and then she takes you to her place. And then you look at all these pictures with her and a guy and you're like, what is this? And she's like, oh, well, that's my husband. Then you know you're dealing with someone who's crazy. So in that instance, I'm going to say, you know, I mean, my ex is crazy. But in this cosmopolitan world, I'm going to go with I screwed her over and she got upset. And I'm going to submit that. Oh, I got it right. Woo. I'm okay at being a girl and knowing what guys are thinking, I guess. Right, Cosmo? I know you can't answer, but I know you think that's true. Next one is when he says, your friend is great. What does he really mean? And then it's either I'm still deciding whether you're girlfriend material. If I weren't seeing you, I would go for your friend. Or I'm in so much trouble, I'd better make nice. I'm still deciding. When I say, actually, in this one, if I weren't seeing you, I would go for your friend. That's pretty much what. That's true for all men. Nailed that one, Cosmo. Good work. When he says, I thought I knew her, what does he really mean? I was checking her out. I'm in so much trouble, I better make nice. Or, uh-oh, you're going to start freaking out soon. That is, I was checking her out. I think that's, I got that one right. I think that's true for all guys. I mean, the fact is, you know, if you're a guy and you see a pretty girl, you look at her cause she's pretty and you think, wow, I'd like to have sex with her. It's a wiring thing. We got to get over that, ladies. I know the jealousy thing, I get it, but there's, you know, I check out my wife that same way all the time. So, you know, now this thing is giving me a headache. The next one is when he says, I'm not good at relationships. What does he mean? I don't have the balls to break up with you, so I'm going to force you to dump me. I'm still deciding whether you're girlfriend material or I don't think you're important enough for me to put in much effort. When I say I'm not good at relationships, it's because I'm kind of socially awkward and I'm shy around strangers. But in this case, I don't know. I don't have the balls to break up with you, so I'm going to force you to dump me. That's what I'm going with. Oh no, it's, I don't think you're important enough for me to put in much effort. I think some people actually just suck at relationships and they're willing to admit that, Cosmopolitan. I think a lot of people are self-aware and they understand themselves, so they can say to somebody, you know what? Actually, I really do stink at relationships and I don't want you to think if I screw up that I don't love you, but I love you. Even when I screw up, some people are like that. Cosmo. All right. When he says I'm pretty much single, what does he really mean? Either I have a girlfriend, but you're hot. I never want to date you, or I really just want to do you. I actually never have said the phrase I'm pretty much single. I might say that at an amusement park when I'm waiting in line quietly, if I'm by myself in an amusement park, because if you're a single, you know, you can move to the head of the line, but it's kind of embarrassing to be in a line in an amusement park and be by yourself. So, I'll quietly go, yeah, I'm pretty much single, man. Can I go to the front line? And then, you know, generally they yell, oh, we got a single! We got a single! So then everybody knows that, you know, you're at an amusement park by yourself, and that's sad and creepy. Sad and creepy. But it's not cool when the park attendants all scream at each other that you're alone. But that's why I would say I'm pretty much single. But for this quiz, Cosmo, with the three answers, I have a girlfriend, but you're hot, is what it is. I mean, I got that one right. And I'm starting to understand Cosmo world, you guys. When he says, I really like those shoes, what does he really mean? Either, according to Cosmos, either can we have sex later, or I'm in so much trouble, I better make nice, or you look weird. I really like those shoes is, I say that to all kinds of people, male and female, and there's never, if I see a pair of shoes that look comfortable and cool, then I go, I like those shoes. It's pretty literal with me, but I bet if you're one of these guys from the Cosmopolitan universe, you mean, can we have sex later? That's what I think. No, it's, I'm in so much trouble, I better make nice. What did he just say? She looked fat. Only that, you don't go, those are nice shoes. If I'm in so much trouble, I better make nice. That's ridiculous. If you've gotten yourself in that much hot water, you don't talk about the shoes. Excuse me, Cosmo. I just, had a text from my wife. Excuse me, Cosmopolitan, just for a second. Okay. Sorry, Cosmo. I gotta respond to the wife's text. It's important. All right. What's your next question? Are we close to being done? When he says, isn't that a little revealing for girls' night? What does he really mean? If I weren't seeing you, I would go for your friend, or can we have sex later, or I don't want guys hitting on you. I mean, I think in the Cosmo world, it's I don't want guys hitting on you. But I kind of like when my wife dresses revealingly for any occasion. As long, you know, I like if she's going out with friends and I'm not going, I'll just get some photographs before she leaves. I mean, come on. It's simple. All right. Yeah, I was right. Is I don't want guys hitting on you. Okay. Next, when he says, how long was your last relationship? What does he mean? Either are you up for a fling or looking for something long term, or I plan to get over my breakup by dating lots of chicks, or I really just want to do you. I really just want to do you has been a choice on almost all of these. And I think, you know, if you're talking about the mind of the man, I think most of these could be translated to I really just want to do you. Because isn't that's what guys want? Jeez. How long was your... When I ask that question, I'm usually asking because I have a friend who's female who has a hard time staying in relationships, and I'll ask her how long was the last one? And then how long was the one before? You know, I'm trying to help her figure out her thing, you know? Not that I can. I mean, I'm not a professional. Are you up for a fling or looking for something long term? I think I'm going to go with that one. I guess that makes sense. Oh, yeah, I got it right. I wish I felt any kind of victory doing this. But it's just, the whole thing feels hollow, Cosmopolitan. Next, when he says, while in bed, I love you. What does he really mean? Either I love the sex that I have with you. Tell me I'm the best you've had. I think I may love you too. When I say I love you when in bed... if my wife is also in bed, I actually mean I love you, even if it's, you know, after sex. I tell my wife I love her a lot. She does back it to me. That's how it works. You keep it alive by doing romantic things like that. I'm going to go, I love the sex that I have had with you. Oh, I got it right. Yay. Oh, I'm so smart. When he says you look hot, what does he really mean? Either can we have sex later? I don't want guys hitting on you. Or how did I manage to land you? When I tell my wife that she looks hot, you guys, I mean, oh my God, you look hot. And of course that means, can we have sex later, or can we have sex now, or can we have get in a time machine and have sex in the past? Yes, but that doesn't mean I expect her to have sex with me just because she looks hot, but it'd be nice. Ah, this Cosmo, you're annoying. When he says that's a new look, what does he really mean? It's either you look weird, I don't want guys hitting you, or can we have sex later? I mean, that's a new look is... not something I would ever say, because it's easily translatable as you look weird. And I'm right. Of course, Cosmopolitan says I'm right, which is why I never say things like that, because it's see-through, you know? It's see-through. If you're going to lie to save somebody's feelings, do better than that. Just tell a bald-faced lie. Don't give a half-assed lie. A half-assed lie doesn't do anybody any good. Gets you in trouble, hurts your feelings. Bald-faced lie, or if she looks so weird that you can't deal with it, say, whoa, that is not cool, and she will appreciate your honesty. She may get upset, but ultimately she'll appreciate her honesty, because if you think she looks weird, probably most people will. Unless she's just a weird person, and you're dating someone who obviously dresses weird normally. Ugh. God, Cosmo. When he says my mom is like that around new people, what does he really mean? We're definitely a couple. I'm in so much trouble. I better make nice, or my mom isn't a fan of yours. I think it's my mom isn't a fan of yours. My mom is like that around new people. I've never said that. I've never said that. But I imagine, yeah, my mom isn't a fan of yours. I'm right. Okay, thank you, Cosmo. What's your next stupid question? When he says we should hang out sometime, what does he really mean? Either I really just want to do you, or I'm afraid you'll say no if I ask you out. or I may or may not call at some point between now and 3 months from now. When I say we should hang out sometime, I actually mean that. Although in LA, you know, people go, yeah, that's a great idea. And then you don't. So, I mean, that's a reality of saying that. But when I say it, I actually genuinely mean I want to hang out with people. But obviously, I'm not a single guy talking to a girl that I would want to sleep with. I don't have to ask my wife to hang out. We hang out all the time because we're married, you guys. But obviously, this is I'm afraid you'll say no if I ask you out. That's the answer, right? Yeah, thank you, Cosmo. That's the answer. If he says I just need some space, what does he really mean? I'm still deciding whether you're girlfriend material or I want you out. Or I want out, or if I weren't seeing you, I would go for your friend. I just need some space is a cliche for I want out. I mean, that's something that, yeah, that's dumb. Nobody at this point says I need some space anyway, because everybody knows that's bullshit. If somebody's doing that and you accept it as, you're all just being polite. Breaking up is hard to do, you guys, but it's really easy. You just have to get up the balls to do it. And once it's over, then you're just dealing with the fallout. Everybody gets so caught up in the anticipation. Just break up. I don't want to see you anymore. This isn't working out. We'll see you later. I mean, if you're not married, that shouldn't be a big deal. If you're living together, it's tricky. If you're married, it's expensive. But there's nothing wrong with breaking up with somebody. God, they make such a... Don't lie about it. That's all I'm saying. Don't do it. When he says I'm not looking for a relationship, what does he really mean? It's either I really just want to do you, I plan to get over my breakup by dating lots of chicks, I never want to date you. I'm not looking for a relationship. I say that to people because I'm married and I have a relationship, therefore do not need to look for one. Although I don't have to say that very much because for some reason women don't come on to me all the time. I must be too intimidating. I'm going to go with, I really just want to do you, cause that's hilarious. I was right. Cosmopolitan. All right. Next one. When he says, I'm sorry, I haven't called. What does he really mean? Either I want out, I'm not sorry, but I don't want to deal with your wrath. I'm in so much trouble. I'd better make nice. That's the final one. I'm sorry, I haven't called. When do I say that in real life? I mean, I guess I say that, when I'm really busy and, you know, honestly, I don't like talking on the phone that much because I'm not a teenager. I'd rather just get together if you want to have a long talk. So if I don't call you back for a while, I know it's because you're the kind of person who gets into long talks on the phone, and I don't want to talk on the phone. I don't. But I think I'm sorry I haven't called is I'm not sorry, but I don't want to deal with your wrath. That's what I'm going with. Oh, I got that one right. Yeah, we're two-thirds of the way there. When he says it's a long story, what does he really mean? Well, when I say that, I mean, it's actually a really long, boring story that is not worth talking about. But here it's a story that makes me look bad. I'm feeling insecure, so say something reassuring. Or if I tell you, you'll think I'm an animal. I would say in Cosmo world, if it's a story that makes me look bad. Oh, I'm right. I finally understand Cosmo world. It took me a full 28 and a half minutes to really get here. When he says, I'm not going to change, what does he really mean? I don't have the balls to break up with you, so I'm going to force you to dump me. I'm still deciding whether you're girlfriend material or I want out. This is really, it could be any of these in Cosmo world. When I say I'm not going to change, it's because, we're going out to a party and I'm dressed casually and I just don't feel like getting dressed up. So I say, I'm not going to change to my wife. And she goes, oh, well, suit yourself. But here in Cosmo land, I'm going to go with the, I don't have the balls to break up with you thing. Oh, go. I'm kicking butt, Cosmo. Oh, I'm really inside your head now, Cosmo. Ask me another one. When he says you're such a great friend, what does he really mean? Either I'm a master at game playing, but I don't want you to play them, or I never want to date you, or I'm not into you. You're such a great friend. Well, back when I was single, I didn't really say that too often, but it was said to me a lot, and it usually means I never want to date you. Am I right, Cosmopolitan? Am I right? Oh my gosh, I'm right. I'm so deeply embedded in the brain of Cosmopolitan, you guys. I can rule the world. When he says, do I look okay? What does he really mean? Can we have sex later, or you look weird, or I'm not going to change, so this better be okay. I think I just answered that question. If do I look okay is I'm not going to change, so this better be okay. Because honestly, if I want to know I look okay, but if I look totally crappy, you know, I'm not fashion wise. I'm a jeans and, you know, a button down shirt untucked kind of guy with sneakers. And that's kind of what I wear. So if it looks okay to you, that's cool. And if it don't, what am I going to do? It's all I got in my wardrobe. Oh my God, I got that one right too. I'm not going to change. So this better be okay. Oh, Cosmo, you and me. It's like we should get married. I want to cheat with you, Cosmo. Let's cheat. Let's have a fling. You and me, your perfume scented pages, the smooth paper. Oh, it's also glossy, Cosmo. You're turning me on. When he says, can we talk about this later? What does he really mean? Either can we have sex later, or I don't have the balls to break up with you, so I'm going to, or I never want to talk about this again. Can we talk about this later? When I say that, it's usually because my son is in the room and there's too much information that I don't want him to have. But in Cosmo world, I'm sure it's, I never want to talk about this again. Am I right? Oh my gosh, I got that one right. Oh, I keep getting better. Oh, me and Cosmo. Ooh, I'm a Cosmo expert. Whoop-de-doobly. All right. When he says, my friends loved you when they met you, what does he really mean? It's either, I think I may love you too. Or I'm still deciding whether you're girlfriend material, or I'm in so much trouble, I'd better make nice. My friends all love Hillary, my wife, Cosmo. Everybody loves Hillary. The only time I've said that was when she told me, you know, your friends are kind of jerks. And I said, oh, really? Well, they loved you. I don't know. I'm sorry if it felt like differently. I mean, that's generally what it means. But I'm going to go with, this is a tough one, Cosmo. I may be out of your wheelhouse on this one, but I'm going to guess. I think I may love you too. Is that wrong? Oh, it's right. Oh, I'm still there. We're doing well. Oh, Cosmo, I'm having so much fun. Really, this is great. When he says, I don't get why girls like him, what does he really mean? I'm feeling insecure, so say something reassuring, or I'm not going to change, so this better be okay, or I don't want guys hitting on you. I don't get why girls like him. I have said that about people, and it's actually because, like, if you see George Clooney, you know, I go, I get why girls like him, and it's impossible for me not to. But then there's like a lot of pretty boys in the Hollywood, arena who have no personality whatsoever. So while I understand a woman appreciating abs, I don't understand why they think he's quote unquote sexy. Because when I see a woman, regardless of how she might look on paper, in other words, in a photograph, but she's vapid and uninteresting, I don't find her sexy. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, there are guys like me out there. I need a human being I can talk to and have a laugh with. Otherwise, yeah, the sex ain't going to be good, you guys. It's not going to be good. But I don't get why girls like him. I bet in Cosmo it's I'm feeling insecure, so say something reassuring. That's probably what it is. Oh, yeah. But that's not why I would ever say that, Cosmo. That's stupid. Cosmo, you're stupid. I know I said I wanted to have an affair with you, and I just realized you're one of these good-looking, vapid magazines. You look gorgeous, but you got nothing to say, and we're not gonna really have a good time together because we won't be able to talk, you know. I mean, I guess maybe the sex could be good. I don't know. I'm not driven to try at this point, Cosmo. You're losing me. When he says, I didn't know it would upset you this much, what does he really mean? I knew it would upset you a little, and that's why I didn't tell you. Or, I'm not sorry, but I don't want to deal with your wrath. Or, I want out. I didn't know it would upset you this much. Those answers don't make any sense. It sounds like I wouldn't. If I ever say that, it's because I genuinely, you know, screwed up and didn't realize that it would upset someone this much for me to be this honest. And that's what it comes down to. If, you know, I'm incredibly honest sometimes, boom, you know, it can be hurtful. Honesty can be hurt. There's something to be said for either withholding information that's too honest or doctoring it so it's more constructive. A lot of times when I see, you know, plays and stuff that friends are in, I used to be, when I was a kid, painfully honest about it. But now I realized, what's the point? They just want a little validation, so I try to word it in such a way that's validating. And then if they really want constructive criticism, I'll give it to them. But in this case, I knew it would upset you a little, and that's why I didn't want to tell you, maybe. I don't know. This is a hard one, Cosmopolitan. Oh, I got it right, Cosmopolitan. I'm doing so well. When he says, let's not rush into things, what does he really mean? Either I want out, I'm still deciding whether you're girlfriend material, or I don't have the balls to break up with you, so I'm going to force you to dump me. When I say let's not rush into things, it generally has to do with a financial investment. And the reason why I'm saying it is I don't want to lose a lot of money for no reason. Here it's probably I'm still deciding whether you're girlfriend material or not. Oh, I got it right, you guys. So this has been so much fun. There's only a few questions left. It's killing me that this is going to end. I'm sure it's killing the listeners too, Cosmopolitan. This is a really great show you put together. I'm really proud of you. When he says it's not a big deal, what does he really mean? Either it's a big deal, but I'm hoping I can fool you into thinking it's not. I disagree, but more than anything, I want to end this. Or I'm feeling insecure, so say something reassuring. When I say it's not a big deal, I mean, this isn't really a big deal. Let's not worry about it. That's it. That's all I mean when I say that. There's no hidden meaning. That's not the kind of thing that has a hidden meaning. It's not a big deal. It doesn't matter. Let's stop talking about it. If I get agitated, it's because you keep asking me the same question over and over, and I've already told you it's not a big deal. But here I imagine you mean it's I disagree, but more than anything, I want to end this, right? That's what you want? Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, are we breaking up, Cosmopolitan? Because the real answer is it's not a big deal, but I'm hoping I can fool you into thinking it's not. Oh, Cosmopolitan, that's your... When he says it's a guy thing, what does he really mean? It's a story that makes me look bad, or I'm not going to change, so this better be okay, or if I tell you, you'll think I'm an animal. When I say it's a guy thing, actually, it's if I tell you, you'll think I'm an animal. I mean, that's what I would mean. Yeah, kind of. So, and Cosmo's, that's the one, I think the first or second one that I actually agree with. Being a phrase that somebody might say to cover something up. I don't know. This all seems about dishonesty in relationships. Is it really that bad out there? When he says, don't you think that that's a little bit unreasonable? What does he really mean? It's a big deal, but I'm hoping I can fool you into thinking it's not, or you're off your rocker later, or I'm feeling insecure. I think it's you're off your rocker, lady. Oh, yeah, I got that right. And I guess I say something similar to that, not to my wife, but to other people when they're saying things that don't make sense. Actually, that's the kind of thing I say to racists or Republicans. Don't you think that's a little bit unreasonable? When he says you're being such a girl, what does he really mean? Either I think I may love you. I also say that to, you know, people who have really stringent diets. Don't you think that's a little unreasonable? You're being such a girl. What does he really mean? I think I may love you too. I don't understand you at all, or you look weird. You're being such a girl. I only actually say that to male friends of mine in the company of only men when they're acting in a female stereotype, even though I don't really think that women actually act that way in general. I think more men get whiny and turn into babies in my experience. But the best way to make them realize that they're acting that way is to compare them to a girl, because a lot of men have a fear of being too feminine. So it shuts them right down. Stop your whining, guys. This is probably I don't understand you at all in Cosmo World. Oh, yeah, I got that right. That's all 50. And I scored fluent female. Have you ever thought of moonlighting as a translator? Just kidding. We're in awe of your killer grasp of guy speak. Impressive. Somehow, as a guy, I have a good grasp of guy speak. Wow, Cosmo, what a quiz. I've learned so much about myself, about women, and about how stupid magazine article writers can be. Well, that's the, I guess, the end of part one, right, Cosmo? Yeah, end of part one. So we'll see you for part two of the Cosmotoncasts. I hope you had fun for all 40 minutes of me taking a quiz from Cosmo. Really, really, I hope you enjoyed it.